First of all, I think we can rest assured that the tomb of Jesus was empty. The preaching of Jesus as raised from the dead couldn't have lasted 1 hour in Jerusalem had that tomb not been empty. Those authorities were so dead against this preaching. Had they said Jesus is raised and the authorities could have pointed to the tomb where Jesus lay smoldering in the grave, it would have been over. Maybe 30 minutes it could have lasted. And it never was stopped. The closest that the authorities could come, there's a little reflection of this in Justin's apology to Trypho and in the Gospel of Matthew. The closest they could come was by bribing the soldiers to say that the apostles stole the body during the night, and the rumor spread throughout the Jews. Well, the way to account for this is that the apostles stole the body. That suggestion that the apostles were therefore intentionally pushing on the world a fraud encounters an insurmountable objection. Namely, they were risking their lives for it. It is just as improbable that a person will risk his life for what he knows to be a fraud that it is that someone rise from the dead. It doesn't happen. It's a conundrum. It doesn't make sense. It's historically very improbable. Therefore, most critics don't buy that. They say, rather, that it was hallucinations, some kind of vision that the apostles had, and Jesus was not raised in any bodily sense, but they wanted him to be so bad that their imaginations got carried away and they saw him. And they really believed that that figment of their imaginations was him, and in all confidence began to preach that he was raised from the dead. But now, what's the evidence for such a claim? Where is there a clue to set your foot on historically that such a hypothesis can be so? The disciples were not unstable visionary sorts that are easily given to hallucinate. What we know of them from the Gospels is that they were ordinary, run-of-the-mill, practical, everyday business sorts who did not get carried away very easily. In fact, every gospel that records an appearance of Jesus to the disciples says they didn't believe it. They were stubborn as could be. They were hard-headed. They did not believe easily. They were not gullible types at all. They did not expect that Jesus was going to be raised. They had to have their arms twisted in order to get that through their heads, if the extant reports that we do have are credible at all. And it's very unlikely that the church would invent such uncomplimentary pictures of the apostles. You put that together with this fact: what the apostles preached was a resurrection that was unheard of anywhere in their Jewish tradition. A bodily resurrection, an exaltation to God's right hand, and most importantly, they viewed this resurrection of Jesus not as an isolated resuscitation like Lazarus, but as a first fruits of the final resurrection that was to come at the end of the age. This was unique. It was a new understanding. What they preached had no precedent in Israel at all, and therefore a new explanation had to be found. And the most probable explanation is that what they said to be the reason was in fact the reason they had seen the risen Lord. No matter how hard a person searches for a non-supernatural explanation of the preaching of the resurrection, that person always runs into historical improbability. Improbabilities which are just as great as the improbability that the Jesus of the Gospels could be raised from the dead. and therefore the explanation of the apostles does commend itself to the open mind.